This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a key survey of the jobs market on the way in a few minutes, the ADP payroll report for August. The educated guessers figure it'll be up by maybe 223,000 jobs. More closely watched is the big government jobs report due tomorrow, which is forecast to show unemployment falling again to 6.1%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's been 5 years since the recession ended, but it's only been in the past few quarters that the job market has been firing on all cylinders, says Gary Burtless at the Brookings Institution. He points out private businesses have been adding over 200,000 jobs a month.
In the last 6 months, the government has joined the party, and public employment is now rising again, although very slowly. As long as these jobs reports continue, I think everyone should be heartened.
Burtless isn't heartened by wages, though. Paychecks are just barely keeping pace with inflation, which suggests there's still a lot of slack in the labor market. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says employers don't have to offer higher pay to attract and retain workers, and workers don't have much bargaining power.
Workers are really not seeing the growing productivity, the growing economy in higher wages.
She says if wages were rising, consumers would have more money to spend, and then companies would have to hire more workers to keep up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.